Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue talking trade in just a moment.
Oklahoma's wind energy industry invests billions in our state, which powers our economy and directly funds our schools. Because of these investments, utility bills are lower across the state. Some industries qualify for dozens of subsidies, but this industry's given up every state wind energy tax incentive. Why are some legislators trying to drive wind energy out of our state? Are they anti-business? Call your legislators today and tell them to keep wind investing in Oklahoma. Paid for by the Wind Coalition.
Monitor crop health using satellite imagery from Encirca Services. Snapshots of your fields provide quick visualizations of crop growth patterns. To monitor changes in crop health, Encirca Services satellite imagery helps inform field scouting, providing early warning and timely resolutions to help maximize your harvest results. Put Encirca Services to work on your operation all season long. Contact your local DuPont Pioneer sales professional or Encirca Certified Services agent to learn more.
U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue spending one full day at this year's 2017 National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, talked with the media before he actually addressed the evening general session of the FFA, talked about a variety of issues with reporters, including trade. He talked about the need to move forward in a positive way with several countries in the Pacific Rim, including the nation of Japan.
The elections just happened in Japan. Japan is a major target. I think they wanted to get past their political situation. President Abe was reelected with a large majority and a large margin, and we think they'll be more ready now to negotiate over free trade agreements with Japan. We're anxious to do that. We think they really should be anxious to do that regarding tariffs and access of beef and the things that we feel like we could make a real difference there. Japan is a major ally in Asia, and we hope that they can respond. Obviously, we'll have issues on the table regarding restricted tariffs and access to American ag products, and we hope that we'll be successful in those negotiations. You've got several other Asian countries. We identified them yesterday in the trade meeting. From Thailand to Vietnam to Indonesia to Malaysia to many other countries. Together they equal about the amount of trade we do with China. So we've got a lot of markets there. That's why I'm very happy to have Undersecretary for Trade Ted McKinney to be here while our U.S. Trade Representative negotiates the deal. He's our chief salesman, and I look forward to him knocking on doors, meeting with our customers, to sell them on the benefit of healthy, nutritious agricultural products.
And the Secretary acknowledges that NAFTA, also vitally important.
I think, obviously, I believe NAFTA, from an agricultural perspective, has been extremely beneficial to all three countries. And we believe that all three countries really want a deal at the end of the day. And I hope that we can get some movement both from Mexico and Canada over our issues. Ambassador Lighthizer laid them out very clearly in this last round. They've taken a break. They were, frankly, conceptually apart, I think was the word he used. But I met with him yesterday. We met with the president yesterday about trade and talking about an upgrade or a update on where we are on NAFTA. And I'm very hopeful on behalf of American agriculture, then as well as Canada and Mexico, that we can have a very successful conclusion.
An optimistic U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, talking trade here at the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 13th annual Cream of the Crop Bull Sale at the Black Hereford Ranch, Monday, October 30th in Crawford, Oklahoma. Chris Black will offer 100 head of 15 to 20-month-old virgin herd bull and AI sire prospects and 40 top spring calving bred heifers. If you can't make it to the 1 p.m. sale live on October 30th, you can watch and bid live on Superior Livestock, Dish Network, Satellite Channel 232. For a catalog, go to blackherfordranch.com or call Chris Black at 580-309-0711. The Chris Black Cream of the Crop Bull and Bred Heifer Sale, October 30th.
That's your Beef Buzz. From Indianapolis, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.